It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Okay, and I'm back again. It's, boy, 18 minutes after the hour. Ooh, time is flying today. Now, I've got other questions. I've not given out prizes, you know, because we can't have anybody up here. Where there are three of us, and we maintained our distances. Okay, now, remember in 1981, a lot of you can't remember 1981, but, you know, the big event in Marion County in 1981, actually wasn't Marion County. It was Morrow County that the tornado hit Cardington, ripped that town up one side and down the other, killed four people. And my job was to cover that. You know, I've had more jobs. My job was to cover that with camera and tape recorder, mainly tape recorder, because we had a photographer, a very proficient photographer. And so I went from door to door and talked to one lady. She lived right across from the fire department. And I said, where were you when the tornado hit? She said, I'm standing right where you are. But she never moved. She stayed right where she was and survived. Her house wasn't really damaged. But across the street, the fire department was flattened. Flattened to the ground. And then walked down the street to where we knew there was a trailer park. And there was the saddest thing. And I keep recalling this in my thoughts. Probably always will. There was all these trailers overturned. And a man came up to us and said, my family, I don't know where they are. This is where they were, the cement slab, but they're not here. And I looked down at the ground, and there was a Bible open and a baby doll laying on top of it. And obviously that was his daughter's. She might have been the one of them killed. I don't know. But that was a terrible thing to have to cover. And in the Methodist Church in Cardington, they had made a kind of a, like a triage place there and brought in the sick and wounded. Wow. That was something, things like that you never forget. Of course, I got a lot of things in my lifetime I'll never forget. One time, and this was a long time ago, I had a boat. It was a 28-footer. It was a Chris-Craft from 1937. That's right. Everybody else that docked where I was had a modern boat, like Romers that were all steel. Eddie Rickenbacker's brother had a nice big Chris-Craft, only it was about 45 feet long. Wow, what a boat. And so it was a mixture of those with money and those with nothing. And I was the nothing guy. And but all the rich people would gather on weekend nights and drink and drink. And, you know, that was a big deal. Even, I remember one of the people that docked there was the man that built Grandview Estates. And a man that owned Page Dairy Company. Speaking of dairy, isn't it a shame what's happening to the dairy farmers? Because, well, here's one thing. The schools aren't buying milk. And somebody needs to buy milk. Because the dairy farmers have had to dump an awful lot of milk because of the lack of demand. That's a shame. That's happened before, but not very often. Well, anyhow, going back to Cardington, and I saw it lying in the middle of what road was it? 42, I think. And I saw a branch there laying in the roadway. And in that branch was buried, well, it actually was a rubber-covered or lead-covered branch, telephone cable. And there was a twig about 3 or 4 inches long that had buried itself in that cable and had ripped open I don't know how many feet. Because, and this was done because of the high wind pushing on that twig to rip open that cable. Oh, there were so many things. And there were 4 people killed in Cardington as a result. And I can remember when that tornado hit. I had a windsock in my backyard. And I had it mounted so pilots flying into the airport could get a quick look at the wind direction before they got to the airport. That's me, an aviation nut. And but the day that tornado hit, the sky turned black, and my windsock suddenly dropped down to no wind. And I thought, something's going on. And just about that time, the windsock straightened up, and I heard on the scanner, "We've been hit by a tornado." That was the police chief of Cardington at the time. And it all started there. And then I got a call from George Scantlin, my boss, and said, "Now, I'm sending a photographer out, and you two go to Cardington and cover that tornado." So I always remember that. It was a sad day, really. Okay, let's continue on. Well, I tell you what, down in Cardington, the first restaurant to open up after the tornado, and it took a while because they had to pick a different location. What was the name of the restaurant in Cardington that was the first to open up after the tornado hit? 7403-3944. That's our number to call if you desire to call. 11:26 is the time. All right. And the restaurant, I don't know if it's still there or not. It might not be. I don't know. It was, the name of the restaurant had 2 letters in it. Remember that? Served good food, too. But the tornado wiped them out for a while. And eventually, Cardington was rebuilt with aid from the government. And the interesting thing is, oh, here we go. Just a second. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yes, Charlie. You know, I get such a thrill hearing you on the radio there talking about these tragedies and stuff like that. And you're a wealth of information. You know a lot about a lot of stuff.
I've been around a long time.
Yes, sir. Do you remember uptown there? It's been several years back where the National City Bank caught on fire and it took out that block.
I can still see the metal grid on the side that they had remodeled, and that grid glowed red from the fire.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that something?
Oh, my.
Yeah, I mean, it was just something you never thought would happen. I mean, I was still young, and we went up the morning after that, and it was still smoldering like crazy.
I can imagine there were a lot of offices in that building.
I remember Crawball's there. Used to be in that one, and we used to go in there and look at all the toys, and we were kind of sad about that. And then,
yeah, then on down was Jim Dugan's.
Yeah, they managed to...
I think they
survived that.
Right, right.
Yeah, I believe there was a... What was it? AAA was in there, I guess, at one time.
I think that National City had a computer operation in one of the door or in one of the buildings there.
Yeah, I mean, that was just one of them stories that, you know, it goes back in my lifetime. I remember vaguely the tornado over there in Cardington, but, you know, I didn't know there was four deaths in that.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, and to see what you've seen, man, I'll tell you, that would be with you forever.
Yeah, boy.
Well, I'm going to get off the line there and let somebody else call
in
there.
Thank you.
It's good to hear you again.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Yes, sir.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Yeah, I hate to mention that this is my last day on the air for, I don't know for how long, because I'm slowly deteriorating. I can't think of a different word. But Scott and Gary and everybody else will... Oh, here we go. Yes, caller. Elsie.
Yes, how are you?
Fine.
Well, I was just... I always listen to you guys. You know, we've had some bad things, but we've made it through it, haven't we? And we're going to get through this.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we're going to lose a few in the meantime, but we'll make it.
Yeah, but we're going to be okay.
Elsie, you remember World War II, don't you?
Yeah, I'm 85. I'll be 85 next month, too, so
okay.
I remember those.
Remember the rationing stamps?
Ted, did you know President Warren G. Harding was from Marion, Ohio?
Yes, I did. I passed by his home on the way to the station today, but he wasn't home.
Well, Ted, he's been dead for quite some time.
That doesn't excuse bad manner. He could have left a bundt cake. They get better with age.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, back once again, and it's 11:31 Eastern Standard Time. Yes, okay. All right, now let me think. I was going to talk about something else. Oh, yeah, the big fire there at National City, that was a dandy. Woo, wow. But they rebuilt the bank into a modern thing. I remember... Believe it or not, I did a broadcast from the newly built National City Bank. This is crazy. I did a broadcast from inside a wading pool inside National City Bank. It was one of those dumb things, you know, that the guys back at work thought this up. It would attract some attention. And it did. 11:32 right now. Let me see what else. Oh, there have been so many. Oh, and this is another sad one that you can tuck away in your pocket. And years ago, I talked to a policeman. He had been called to the railroad siding on the west side, of course. And he walked up to this gentleman lying there. And he looked at him, and the man was speaking. And he leaned over to hear what he was saying. And the man said, "I don't have any feeling in my legs." Well, the policeman told him, "You have no legs." And they were cut off by a railroad train. That was a long time ago. Wow. Okay, 11:30. I hate to bring up all these sad stories, but there's been more sadness than the coronavirus, that's for sure. 11:33, but who knows? A good friend of mine who calls here every now and then, his son, who lives, I think, in Columbus, picked up the virus and is in poor shape. Well, I tell you who it was. It was on the, it's on Facebook anyhow. Harold from Dayspring. Harold Rorick, his son. And boy, there's going to be a lot of that. 11:34 is the time. What else is happening? Oh, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead. Ken, are you there?
Hello.
Yes, go ahead, Ken.
Is this Charlie?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Charlie, you're talking about fires and things. How about the big fire there down on East Center Street, the big store down there, Wise's Market?
Oh.
You remember when that burned?
Yeah, what was that, 1967?
It had to be. I was just a little kid, but my grandparents lived over on Kenmore Avenue, and my folks wouldn't go any further than Grandma and Grandpa's because of the smoke and everything. But that, I guess that was my first big fire, was when the market burned.
Do you know that we broadcast from Wise's Supermarket every afternoon?
Yes, yes you did.
Yeah, from 2 to 4.
Yep.
And one of the disc jockeys was, I'm trying to remember his name. He was our newsman for a while, but Martin Petrie.
Uh-huh.
And Martin's dead now. He died of a heart attack later years. But, yes, that's something. That fire was so terrible.
Oh, and it burnt forever.
Yes.
And you remember Gary Barnhart, the historian here
right,
in town?
Right, right.
Well, Gary took pictures of everything, and I think he took a picture of every fire in Marion. Well, in his collection, he has a picture, and he's standing right across the street, probably about where the Presbyterian Church is.
Right.
And he took that picture. You can see this little tiny can shooting across Reed Avenue there.
Oh.
It was Betty Zane popcorn, because we blew it up and blew it up and blew it up. Remember, their cans were gold and blue.
Okay, yes. Oh, boy.
Of all things to remember. But
oh, yeah.
In his collection was that.
Yeah, a lot of memories.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
You say you're getting tired and you want to cut back on the air and everything,
yes.
But boy, you know, being this the 200th anniversary of Marion, we could sure use you on the radio a lot longer if people would just call in and bring some questions up to you once in a while.
Yeah, I plan on every now and then perhaps Scott will have me on.
Good.
And
good.
Wherever I'm on radio, we'll be right here at WWGH.
Good. Very good, sir.
All right.
Well, I appreciate your time and your devotions to Marion, Ohio. You could have went on to another community real easy, but you stuck it out here, and between the good and the bad, it definitely was the voice of WMRN as far back as I can remember. And trust me, my grandmother had that welded in on the radio. You didn't mess with her little transistor.
I remember, too. Oh, golly, I was an engineer for 13 years.
Right.
I never said anything on the air, and I was Madge Cooper's engineer.
Uh-huh.
And I used to play da 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 da. And a lot of times she would pull right up the back steps and almost yep. run into the building because yep. she was always yep. late.
Very professional, very oh, and
yeah.
ready.
She, yeah.
They just don't make them like that anymore.
No.
And you know, 1 minute, you know, going out the door, still putting makeup on and whatnot. And by the time they got to work, they were ready to go.
That's right.
A different era. Oh. One question that I do have for you, and maybe you know or somebody else knows, when the all the shovels were being made here in Marion, General Excavator was the smallest one. Were they always owned by Osgood? Because Osgood ended up owning them.
Well, that's interesting. I don't know. Maybe somebody will let us know.
Because my dad worked at the shovel in the engineering, and he always liked the Osgood, and he always thought the General had the cutest little shovel ever made.
Wow.
Of course, this is before the days of backhoes and everything.
Right.
But I just wondered if General was its own entity at any time. Of course, Osgood was, you know, purchased by some former employees of the Marion, and then, of course, even Lima up there where they made shovels had a little bit of Marion history. One of the Barnharts got mad and went over there and started making shovels. So.
You know, it's interesting how heavy industry in Marion went the other way, but we thank goodness we have Whirlpool and
yes.
and the steel factory and
yep.
and others.
Can you imagine, though, if somebody like the Marion Power Shovel would have, say, bought up Huber and, you know, expanded
yes.
instead of just eliminating.
It's too bad, but money, I think, was the ruler.
It was. Yeah. It truly was.
Yep.
It stockholders don't care. They just want a return on their
Give us,
investment.
Yeah. We want our investment yeah. taken care of, yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Very good, sir. Well, I appreciate your time, and I just had to mention the big fire that I remember
yeah.
the most. And, sir, God bless you, and you take care of yourself.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Charlie.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Yeah, that, interesting. Why is a supermarket, when we broadcast from there, Martin Petrie, as I mentioned, was the disc jockey, and he had been on vacation in southern Ohio somewhere, and saw another grocery store that said, prices are born here and raised all over the country. And so he started using that here, and he used it until it burned. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi.
This here's Sarah Burgraff, and my call is a lot like the last caller's call. I just wanted to say thanks for all you do and your years of service, and it's nice to hear your voice again.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I might not have listened for as long as some of them, but I've appreciated and I've liked what I have heard. So,
now,
Charlie,
Sarah,
take care of yourself, and thanks for everything.
Well, thanks. Did you work at the Nature's?
No. The longest... I did 11 years at Whirlpool. That was the longest I was
really?
Ever at any one place. And
very good.
Now I'm driving a bus.
Oh!
I like you, Charlie. I've worn a lot of different hats.
Yeah. It's interesting when you recall a lot of your activity. Wow.
I guess it doesn't matter what we do as long as we're doing something, right,
That's
Charlie?
Exactly, yeah.
Well keep on
lot.
Keeping on.
Okay, Sarah. Okay.
Toodaloo.
All right, yeah. Yeah, Sarah Burgraff. Yeah, it's 11:40 right now, 11:41. And how are you all doing out there? What measures have you taken? Well, I think I know. I've got a mask here on my chin, which I can pull up quickly. What else do I? My wife's going to pick me up today, of course. I would rather have her drive than me in my goofy condition. My problem is I'm not stable. You know, if I get up, I start wobbling around. Now, I don't know why. Must be something in my brain. But a wobbly Charlie, they could call me. So That's about it. I got to get out, though, and get some work done on my garden tractor. And 11:42 is the time. And, okay, do you remember the name of the restaurant in Cardington? Al's Diner. Remember that? Al's Diner. They opened, it took quite a while after the tornado. There were a lot of buildings that were rebuilt much larger than needed. My goodness. There was one place in Cardington that I often remember. There was it was on the north side of the main drag going east and west. And he was an older man, and he sold a little bit of everything. That'd be a lot of fun. Yes, good morning.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah.
That Al's Diner, if I'm not mistaken, it's still over the Cardington.
Oh, really? Good to hear.
If I ain't mistaken.
Yeah, every time Scott talks about goulash, the last place I ever had goulash was Al's Diner many years ago.
Hey, you talking about being wobbly when you're trying to walk and this and that. Stay off of the booze.
Yeah, that's another idea.
Hey, I had to throw that in.
Hey, that's the trouble I have. I gotta
good to hear you back on the air again, Charlie.
Okay. I have to watch what I drink because I take pills.
I know.
Oh, boy.
I take all mine about an hour before I go to bed, and hopefully they're disposed or whatever you call it through the night.
Yeah. Now, there you brought up a good point. Now, what individually do these pills do? And this, I put about six of them at a time.
Yeah.
And where do they go? I mean, how do they separate themselves from one another?
No, that's a good question.
Yeah, really. Or
some of these smart doctors are going to have to call in and tell you.
Yes. And every time I ask one, it is nod their head like, well.
Like, what the heck are you talking about, huh?
Right, yeah. And now what I need to know is, when a mosquito bites you, can he pass the virus?
That part I don't know. I'm going to guess yes, but I don't know.
Yeah, I might call that special line and ask them.
I don't count on them knowing for sure either.
Oh, really? Okay.
My guess is the mosquito, if it's got that Chinese garbage fly, I'm going to say it'll
Scott,
give it to
you. Scott, do you know what my favorite
not,
one
I don't
is?
Know.
Okay.
No, Charlie, what is it?
A BLF.
What's a BLF?
Bacon, lettuce, and fruitcake sandwich. Good.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again, and this is our final 15 minutes, and I'm going to read some of these questions, and so you won't have to answer any. And the name of the business north of Bucyrus along Route 4 is Pickwick, and that was the name of the stables, the industrialist in well, it used to be called Chuck Walt Farms, too. They had horses in those buildings. And, oh, here's a caller. Yes, go ahead, caller.
The industrialist.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah.
How you doing?
We hear you back. Hope you get feeling better.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll listen to you next time you get back on.
Very good, yeah.
Yeah, take care of yourself.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Okay. So, I really enjoy these mornings, and who ever thought the virus would come along like it has? My goodness. Yeah, that's life. Well, let's see, what else do I have here? Okay, at Sulphur Springs, they dug up a mastodon there in Crawford County. But I don't know where the Sulphur Springs came from. Maybe somebody's well. Sulphur is the most disgusting thing when you dig a well. Okay, and let me see what else. Oh, that restaurant in Galleon from many, many years ago was called the China Pig. All right. And, oh, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie, on that mosquito bite.
Yes.
According to what I'm reading here on the internet, it says, which means the COD or COVID means the virus cannot be transmitted by a mosquito bite.
Oh, good. I'm glad you looked that up.
No, I'm just reading what it says. So.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's good to know because there could be a panic otherwise.
Yeah. So
as if there isn't a panic now.
And it's nice to hear you back on the air, too.
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you. All right, so we don't have to worry about the mosquito bites. All right, now, one I was going to ask you to name the town where spare ribs were famous for being, I don't think they are anymore. Well, they might be. The town where spare ribs were the big thing. 7403839944. What was the town? And it was north. Oh, here we go. Okay. Good morning.
Hello?
Yes, yes. Mr. Adkins.
Yes. Good to hear you, Charlie.
Thanks.
I was wanting to tell you that tonight at 10 o'clock on the History Channel,
yes,
they got a new show on that's talking about old foods, and they're going to eat a fruit cake from 1957.
Oh, no. No kidding.
And
Scott's going to have to watch
it. I thought that you and Scott ought to be able to watch that.
Yeah, I guess so. My. What time is that on?
At 10 o'clock.
Okay, 10 o'clock, if I can stay awake.
Well, I know what you mean.
Yeah. Well, very good.
And, all right, now, because of all my history as far as medical and everything, they made me go have that test last Thursday.
Oh, is that the one where they run something through your nose?
Well, they didn't. They had me go out there by the post office, go through that tent. And they just stuck it in the back of my throat. And it was very simple, very easy. And they did that on Thursday. And they called me on Saturday with my results. It was that fast.
Wow, that's good to hear. Yeah.
And I passed. So
great. Okay.
That was good to hear, too.
I guess so. There, in contrast, that first test, where they ran up through your nose into your ear, I don't know. It sounded, well, in fact, the president said it was kind of bad to undergo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, no, that one that they gave me there on Barks Road, I told him, I said, hey, I said, you better do it over, I said, because, I said, I'm sure you didn't get it. And she says, no, she says, we got it.
Wow.
But for people that's scared of it because of the way they was telling about it on TV and everything,
right?
It was simple.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear. That takes the fear away from being tested.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay.
But And I, like I said, I'm sure glad to hear you on here today.
Well, thanks a lot. Okay, you be good.
You too.
Okay, we'll see ya.
All right,
okay,
bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, Ed Atkins. Well, let me see what, okay. So the mastodon there was found in Sulphur Springs. Let's see, Al's Diner in Cardington. Pickwick, the place on the north side of Bucyrus. Bucyrus has three reservoirs. I was going to ask you how many reservoirs they had. Let's see, Liberty Bell. Oh, okay. Liberty Bell stopped in Van Wert. Van Wert, Ohio, on Route 30. Now, I can remember bicycling across Ohio, and that's, we started in Indiana. And that's one of the first towns we actually, well, I had a flat tire. I had to repair it. And a man came up to me and said, would you like to see something unusual? And I thought, you gads, I'm changing my tire, and he's wanting to know if I want to see something unusual. So I said, okay, go ahead. So a few minutes later, this man brought back to me a potted tulip, a miniature potted tulip. Now, I don't know if you can buy these anywhere, but that's what he raised. He specialized in miniature tulips. Now, Van Wert's the town that made, the only town in the world that made Liederkranz cheese for Borden's. Okay, let me see here. Okay, caller, go ahead. Yes.
Hello.
Barbara.
Hello.
Hello.
Barbara Fleming here. Remember me, Charlie?
Yes, I sure do. I asked you the other day if you remembered Pookie.
Yes, I think that was Mark Williams.
Okay, all right.
My brother, my dad was Fred Saul. He was a
yes,
pressman,
right.
Run the play, the presses at Burloo. He's the one that called you to play music on early in the morning.
That's right. And one day, he had his radio turned way up, and I came on and said good morning, and he said it. It made him jump.
One more question: what was the name of the dog that you took home from WM Run that looked like? Was
Popeye.
Popeye. I couldn't think of it. I knew you said you made him because he liked hamburgers, but Karen and I couldn't remember it.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll miss you.
Oh, thank
you. I bless you both.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, yes. I used to live next door to her and her husband. Okay, let me see what else is happening. It's 11:55 already? Egads. Well, let me see what else can I ask, tell you about. The coal docket called Harvey, North American. Coshocton Canal boat made by Marshall Jacobs. Liberty Bell and Van Wert. Now, how many of you have ever had Liederkranz cheese? I never did. I wouldn't, if you gave me some, I wouldn't say that's Liederkranz because I wouldn't know. I would sure like to find someone who can tell me what Liederkranz cheese tasted like. Now, the reason I found out about Liederkranz and their only location was Madge Cooper, because I was her engineer every morning, and she talked about Liederkranz cheese made by Borden's only in Van Wert, Ohio. The only place in the world. Isn't that something? Well, it's 11:56. Good grief. Time is flying. Well, let's see. What else is going on here? Not much. So, probably from time to time, I'll show up here. And wherever I'm going to be on radio, it will be here at WWGH, nowhere else. Remember that. Okay. 11:56 and a half is the time. And let's see what else. Marion County EMA is accepting donation of personal protective equipment. That's that famous PPE. Donations are needed. Disposable gowns, non-sterile gloves, surgical masks, and N95 masks. Okay, there's everything's needed. My goodness. And isn't it interesting what's going on, really, with the coronavirus? Just a minute, we never thought we'd have anything like this. We knew what rationing was, or even if you needed toilet paper, you had to have a rationing coupon. But now, people are hoarding it. We had a family I remember in Bucyrus that I've talked about this before, that hoarded sugar during World War II and sold it for maybe 2-3 times the what you could, normally could get it in a store. But it was hard to get unless you had rationing stamps. Okay, 11:58 already. So what's new with any of you? Okay. And we're inching toward the final here. And my wife is picking me up. I decided not to drive. I love driving. That's one of my favorite things. I can drive long distances or short distances. It's a lot of fun. I love driving a car. 11:58 and a half. And we're getting close to the end here. Let me see what else. I'm trying to figure out. Yeah. They'll eventually have a rain gauge to give away. But sometime, nobody comes up here in the meantime. 11:59 is the time. And, have you canceled that your favorite program?
Well, it's on hold.
Oh, it's on hold. Okay.
Yeah, we don't want to send people to other people's houses taking the virus with them.
Oh, yes. So you got a can of Lysol with you.
Yep.
Wow. What's the ingredient in Lysol?
I'm afraid to look.
I bet there's...
I don't have my glasses.
Oh, okay. There's probably a lot of ingredients. Whoops. Let me see here. Oh, my land. Directions for use.
It's probably a lot of alcohol, I would guess.
Yeah. Yeah, boy. Yee. It's full of everything. When it's heavy, too.
Yes.
The can of Lysol. Okay.
This is WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for the latest news in politics. From Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention.